From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 24th of March. We'll start in New South Wales, and Premier Dominic Perrottet and Labor leader Chris Minns have spent the day doing some last-minute campaigning. The state will head to the polls tomorrow, with Labor hoping to stop the coalition from winning its fourth election in a row. All indications are that it's going to be a very close race. In other news, 27 people have been arrested as part of a crackdown on outlaw motorcycle gangs. The arrests were the result of a joint agency police operation across southern New South Wales and northeastern Victoria. Police also seized multiple firearms. Overseas now, and North Korea claims to have tested an underwater nuclear attack drone. The weapon is designed to unleash a radioactive tsunami that would destroy enemy naval vessels and ports. Sounds full on. To sport now, AFL great Doug Hawkins ended up in hospital yesterday after a lightning strike. The lightning hit his worksite in Victoria, with the Bulldogs legend telling 3AW that he didn't feel the effects of the strike until a few minutes afterwards.
It was like a delayed response. I was talking to some of the first aiders in there, and I said, listen, I'm not feeling too great. I'm a bit lightheaded. I've got this shivers up my left arm. Wow. So I said, listen, we're going to get you straight to the Western General Hospital.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To celebrity news now, British actress Jameela Jamil shocked the hosts of the US Today show during a live TV interview. They weren't quite sure how to react after she told them about her worst ever date.
I had a man take several steps into my apartment. It was supposed to be my first ever booty call. He collapsed three steps in. He broke all of his front teeth. They flew across my apartment. He split his chin open and collapsed.
God.
And it's because he had misused a drug that excites a man's sausage.
Oh, my.
It's the only way I could say that.
So... And finally, it's been announced that Neighbours will commence filming on April 17. The show will hit screens later this year, with episodes to air on Channel 10 before dropping on Prime Video a week later. All right, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.